early spring. The fisherman stared down at the driftwood he'd just reeled ashore. Except it wasn't driftwood. Nope. It was a dead guy frozen in ice. Huh, never know what you'll find in Lake Superior. About 3 inches beneath the ice, the dead guy's fist clutched a pole to his chest. Or maybe he gripped a spear. The ice was lumpy smooth and frosted in patches. It was hard to tell. Long hair obscured part of his face, shoulders, and the top edge of what appeared to be an animal skin tunic. This guy had definitely expired before the invention of scissors. Odd that he wasn't moving, but he seemed so lifelike. The fisherman bent to pry his hook from the crack in the ice, and then he secured the hook to his rod. The block of ice began to drip. No point reporting a missing person. Nope, this place was forest wilderness in the middle of nowhere. And besides, this guy was ancient. His last meal was probably a Stegosaurus on rye. Hold the mail! Drip, drip. Well, he couldn't leave him there for the night. He'd take him up to the cabin and bury him in the morning. Storing him overnight in the bed of his pickup truck should work. That way, as the fellow thawed, wild animals wouldn't disturb him. And tomorrow, after digging out a place for burial, he could transport the guy in the truck and simply roll him off the tailgate into the hole. Nothing to it. The fisherman picked up his tackle box, his bait bucket, an empty fish stringer, and he trudged up the bank to get a wheelbarrow from his shed. And after that was done, he'd get back to enjoying his vacation, and with any luck, he'd be fishing by 10. You know the feeling you get when you leave a thawing caveman in the bed of your pickup truck overnight, and the next morning when you look, he's gone? In the pickup bed lay an assortment of ice chunks melting into puddles.